Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. In the last 24 hours, companies and treasuries have doubled down on Bitcoin, while XRP ledger payments have slid to multi-month lows. The Ethereum Foundation has restructured to fast-track scaling, as altcoins display bullish and bearish signals in tandem. Hong Kong's Rytar Logtech filed today with the SEC to acquire 15,000 BTC or $1.5 billion of Bitcoin, aiming to bolster logistics finance. VivoPower plans a $100 million XRP purchase via BitGo custody, marking a pivot to decentralized finance. Strategy, formerly MicroStrategy, has 8 straight weeks of Bitcoin buys, adding 705 BTC for $75 million. And holding 580,955 Bitcoin, with unrealized Q2 gains near $15.8 billion and a planned preferred stock IPO of 2.5 million shares at $100 each to fund further acquisitions. Meanwhile, corporate adoption rippled as Robinhood closed its $200 million Bitstamp deal, adding licenses and 4 million customers, and Norwegian Block Exchange doubled its share price after buying 6 BTC. With plans to reach 10. Ripple's XRP ledger saw payment transactions drop to 320,747, its lowest since last October, and active accounts fell below 10,000. Fee burns hit multi-month lows as new accounts flagged. Yet Ripple's stablecoin, RLUSD, earned DFSA approval for use in Dubai's DIFC. And new stablecoins joined the XRPL ecosystem ahead of the Apex event in Singapore next week. Open interest in XRP derivatives climbed to nearly $5 billion, raising short squeeze potential. Ethereum's core teams have merged into a single protocol unit to scale Layer 1, expand blob capacity, and improve UX. Leadership includes Tim Baco on base layer scaling and Barnabé Mono on design, with Dankrad Feist advising. Vitalik Buterin at ETH Global Prague urged a tenfold layer 1 scaling over 12 months. ETH held above $2,608 after spot ETF inflows topped $321 million, while exchange reserves hit 7-year lows. On altcoins, Monero surged 86% versus Bitcoin year-to-date, and now tests a crucial breakout near the Ichimoku cloud. Analysts eye a resistance zone around $420. A separate spike via a 3,500 BTC swap sparked an 11.5% jump and support retest at $360. Dogecoin rallied 6% on a $20 million Coinbase transfer, aligned with SHIB DAO launch. Uniswap's UNI rose 5% above $6.37, brushing off global trade tensions, like discovering a hidden exit in Super Metroid. Solana rallied nearly 7% to test $165 on record on-chain demand, though a recent 13% pullback on large inflows to Binance hints at caution. Regulatory fronts saw OSTRAC enforce $5,000 ATM caps in Australia, and US crypto lobbyists pressed the Genius Act through Senate, while Repner's Brandon Gill belatedly reported January and February Bitcoin trades, drawing scrutiny under the Stock Act. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.